Welcome back to Step Into Your Sunshine Season 2, hosted by yours truly, Rachel Coudron, the owner of Etsy Boutique Coudron's Curiosities and the organizer for La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience, taking place in Brittany, France, May the 29th through June the 1st of 2025. Tickets are going to be announced and open for purchasing in May of 2024. I am so excited. Today, I want to talk to you about the big news that I said I had in the end of the last episode. And it all centers around the fact when major events happen in your life, it impacts the direction of your life. So, if you can relate to this, please send me a message on Facebook. You can find me at Rachel Jennings Coudron. Comment. Send me your thoughts. For me, if you listened into this podcast, you will know over the last 14 months, my mom has gone through hurdle after hurdle, obstacle after obstacle, health scare after health scare. And luckily, she was able to come home on February the 15th. It's such an exciting time. But I want to talk to you about all the things that happened during those in-between moments, during those moments where I really didn't know what was going to happen, where I was scared for what was going to be the news at the end of the phone line when it rang. And how those experiences have now shaped my direction and changed the direction that I want to go in. Now, I will tell you, my first business is Coudron's Curiosities. I started it 6 years ago now, and it has always been a personal hobby of mine. It makes me feel so alive and free and full of creativity. It just gives me that safe space to just paint and to just be and sort my thoughts. It's always been very near and dear to my heart. And last year, or actually 2 years ago now, I launched my RC copywriting. And at the time, it felt like it was the right decision. I felt totally in alignment with the choice. And then last year, I decided that I would create RC events, Rachel Coudron events, which will host holistic events around France. Now, throughout this experience, how does my business decisions, how are they influenced by my life? And I'm going to go into depth with that. The first thing is when chaos strikes, everything kind of blows up at the same time. You have all these plans. You're going on this trip. I have five meetings next week. I gotta take three trains. My daughter has practice on Mondays. We have this on Saturdays, and all of the things that we have going in our lives every day, and all that comes to an abrupt stop because when chaos erupts, it just engulfs everything, and you have to make a decision. What is most important? Because you now need to prioritize the situation that didn't exist before. And so all those situations that did exist have to be forgotten, left behind, or reprioritized, or given to someone else. And what this did for me is I had the reaction of just closing down completely. I just couldn't manage the things that I felt that I needed to do. The feelings of losing my mom or potentially losing my mom was all engulfing. And I knew that I needed to be there. even though I live here in France, I needed to be there in Oklahoma where I was raised. And I needed to be close to her. I wanted to be with her every step of the way. And when I got there, I did think that, oh, I could maintain all of my business stuff, my meetings, my this, my that. But what really happened is I would just shut down completely when I arrived and put all of my energy and my focus into my mom, into my family, and all of my business stuff would be put on hold. And during this space of time, most of my thoughts, most of my actions are aligned with taking care of my mom, being at the hospital, arranging things for my family, updating people on her condition, those types of things. And I had a lot of open space of what was I going to do? What direction did I want to go in? And I began to think, what truly was most important to me? What type of legacy did I want to leave behind? Because those are the types of things I was thinking about with my mom. The legacy that she would leave behind, including me, my sister, my two brothers, all of our thoughts, our feelings, the lessons she's instilled in us, the empowerment that she's instilled in us, all of those things. And I thought, what do I want my legacy to be? And this led to other thoughts that started with maybe I'm not going down the right path. Maybe it hasn't found me yet. Maybe I already knew what it was and I walked away from it. Maybe I should turn around and walk back towards it. And these questions just overpowered my mind and it began, made me really rethink my businesses and my direction in business and what did I truly want. Then, as all of this is unraveling, all of 2023, in July, I attended a UPW Unleash Your Power Within event hosted by Tony Robbins. And this experience, coupled with my mom's condition and all the experiences that went with it, completely changed my life. I don't say that lightly. It instilled a deep-seated desire that I am now walking towards. When I was at this event, there was a particular moment when he was encouraging us to let our walls down, let our intuition, our inner guidance tell us or show us what direction we needed to be moving in. And with absolute clarity, I saw 100 women at a holistic event, and I was hosting the holistic event. Now, this was so far out of what I was doing. I wasn't an event organizer, I was a copywriter. I was a book club nerd. I was a jewelry designer, but I certainly wasn't an event organizer. What is my body thinking? My intuition must be wrong. Let me tell you guys, I fought it every single step of the way. Yet, my inner power knew and fought me along. Fought with me along the path of denial. And eventually it took over and it made me understand that it needed to be me. I needed to go down this path. I needed to share my story so that others could feel heard and seen and valued, and they could find themselves within my story so that they could find the power and the inspiration and the resilience to take back their lives. That was a startling realization for me. I never once prior to this moment ever thought that I would go down a holistic path. I would host holistic events, spiritually led events. I never thought that would be me. But I was called to do this. It was implanted in my body that this is my purpose. When I came home from that event, I immediately dived into that idea. I was so full of passion and drive and conviction. I quickly brought so many people together from all over Europe for this event that I was going to have in 2024. But then my mom would get sick again in October, in which everything fell apart again. I was back in Oklahoma by her bedside, and all the things that I had worked for the last 3 months just stopped. Because, as I mentioned in the beginning, when I'm with my mom, everything just stops. It's a time that I need to be present with her and live within the moment. But the other side of me stopped. The side that was full of passion, conviction, drive, it just came to a startling halt. And I was really broken apart by the situation I was faced with my mom, the situation of her continued demise and not knowing why. The situation of not having answers, the situation of doctors not being able to provide answers. And then also being kind of stripped away and taken away from my passion and my conviction and the purpose that I was meant to be fulfilling. And for a while, it ate me up. But then I decided that this wasn't going to be the end of it. It wasn't the universe telling me that this wasn't the right thing to be doing. It was simply telling me it wasn't the right time. And so, with that information, I decided to reschedule the event. And it is now going to be May the 29th through June the 1st of 2025. And I couldn't be more thankful. Now, these moments and this situation would have never occurred had I not had the space and the time and the flexibility to think those thoughts that drove me to want to participate in the UPW, that drove me to question what was my legacy going to be. And now, the next step in that process is taking away the things that don't feed that purpose or that drive or that conviction. And one of those things is I have decided to shut down my copywriting business. Now, I believe that words are so powerful, moving, transcending, and inspirational. But I also know in my heart that I don't feel that same passion and drive and conviction when I'm writing. I feel it when I'm organizing holistic events, when I'm working in the spiritual realm, when I'm working with people holistically. It's just I feel the fire in my belly that just tells me, yes, this is your purpose. This is where I'm meant to be. And so, with that, I have decided to remove RC copywriting. My Etsy boutique will remain because it's a fuel for that creativity. It gives me this mind space to really think out my plans and my thoughts and the actions I want to take and the habits I want to develop and the character that I want to become and the destiny that I want to devise. But from moving forward, step into your Sunshine Podcast, Rachel Coudron Events, and soon to be released, Motherhood by Design will be my focus. Because I know that in the deepest part of my soul, in the deepest parts of my body, that I am meant to be doing holistic spiritual work. That I'm meant to share my story and all the ups and downs that I have experienced so that I can empower others to make choices that could change their lives. If in this moment you're being pulled in a specific direction, I encourage you to listen. Lean into what your intuition is telling you. Where do you need to step next to feel in alignment? Maybe something needs to go in your life, like my business needed to go in mine. Maybe you need to surround yourself with other people. Maybe you need to take more time for yourself. Maybe you need to have that space where things are silent and you can think about what is best for me. What do I truly want in my core? An intuition, where am I meant to be? For me, the major events that occurred in 2023 completely changed the trajectory of my business desires. It put me on the path that I know without a single doubt that I'm meant to be on. It's encouraged me to do things I never thought I would. And mostly, it's encouraged me to step into my sunshine, to step into the person that I know I'm meant to become. So many of these stories are about how many women have overcome the obstacles that they've had in their life. But this episode is about being right in the middle of the pivotal moment when you decide to step into your sunshine and become that person you are meant to be. And for me, this is my moment. I want to hear about your moment. When did you know? When did things start to develop for you? I thank you all for listening today. And I hope that you find inspiration and empowerment in this story. I have new episodes coming every Monday and every Thursday at 8 p.m. French time and 7 p.m. GMT time. I really cannot wait to talk to you again soon.